This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just saw the stat this morning. Mike Schilt's 839 winning percentage at PNC Park, 26-5, is the highest of any manager at any park in Major League history. Well, congratulations on that, Mike. They must hate you in Pittsburgh.
Hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, we have had teams play well there. That's for sure.
That's awesome. Well, first of all, very happy birthday to you this morning. I will offer, Ben has done this before. He has sang the Marilyn Monroe version of Happy Birthday to some guests before. If you're interested, I can accommodate that for you.
Well, if he was more aligned with the Marilyn Monroe actually looking
that's
like
fair.
Her,
yeah.
I would be more inclined. Right.
That's fair. Enough. That's fair very, enough, very yeah. fair. No, it does, but, it comes off as creepy.
Yeah, the sentiment goes a longer way.
Good. All right, I know what Mike. I know what fans focus in on. Big moments like Jackson Merrill's home run from the road trip in the ninth inning, and the clutch moments from your team. But what about you? On a week like that, you know, 5-game winning streak, as well as the team has been playing. What are the moments? What are the things that have stood out to you over this past week?
Good question. Let me process it. It's been a lot. I mean, one thing that resonated with me in reflecting, because I got a question after the series in Pittsburgh about the series, which was, you know, there's a lot to unpack there too, but, you know, just about this in general series. And I was like, you know, it's the 1 through 26, the contributions from everybody in our roster, not only in this past series, but, you know, recently has been very, very important and a lot of contributions from a lot of different dudes, man. You know, I mean, the guys that have been contributing, obviously Jackson, big moments, Profar, big moments, Manny, big moments, Bogey's come back, done a tremendous job. You know, Rise does his thing. You know, Higgy's been good. Campy, that group's been good back behind the plate. So from a position player standpoint, you know, those guys have been tremendous. But, you know, talk about the Solanos, the David Peralta's big 2-run homer yesterday. Tyler Wade coming in for Kimmy, a little hurt and playing really well for 2 days and contributing to 2 wins. Bryce Johnson, you know, getting bunts down, making plays defensively, you know, doing a good job on the bases. You know, all those guys have been really big for us. You know, Crony's been able to get some big hits. So, you know, that contribution on the pitching side. Yeah, Dylan's been great, clearly. Michael King, good to get him back. He got us through 5 the other day. Walter's been really, really consistent and steady for us. And, you know, Vasquez was effective for us yesterday as well. And, you know, Martin Perez came in, big 6 innings, his first start. And, you know, talk about big innings from Brian Hoying, the first game in the rain situation on opening game of the series against Pittsburgh. And, you know, we lose Cease after the first, and Hoying goes 3+ and throws up a bunch of goose eggs. And, man, what a great job in the bullpen. you know, Scott, obviously a great addition. Adam, great addition. Morey Hone's been good. Estrada, you know, Yuki, you know, gave up a homer yesterday, but he's been really good for us. So, obviously, point being is guys have contributed across the board, and, you know, everybody's doing their part.
Yeah, there's no question. It's been so much fun to watch, Skip. I wanted to ask you, you don't have to take us through that wacky ninth inning the other night again. I know you've done it, heard your explanation for all of it. It was kind of a new one for a lot of us, but I wanted to ask you this. Now, I know you came out to make sure that nobody got thrown out because you didn't have anybody left on the bench. Had the worst happen there, and let's say it's Manny, you know, playing third base, and he was pretty vocal to the umpire, and had the worst happen, and Manny actually got run, who would you have put in, and where would you have put them?
I'll keep that state secret. I definitely got out there. I mean, there was a few candidates, not many. I mean, you look at the bullpen's been used.
Right. It's got to be a starter. It's got to be a starter.
You don't really have anybody in the bullpen. Well, it's got to be a starter. It's not the next day starter because, right. You know, not that. And then you don't want to just put anybody out there because who knows what can happen. But yeah, man, it was what a wild three games in Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, hard to unpack all of it. Yeah, that ninth, I mean, just want to make sure, which I did. I mean, he's got a good head on his shoulders. Sure. He knows the situation. But, you know, and he was right. I mean, they completely, you know, whiffed on not the umpires, just the setting of the clock in the first place. So that's when we intentionally walk eight. Instead of resetting the clock to 30, they put it back to 15. And then it got, you know, Andy a little, it got the timing of everybody off about being engaged to the gate. And then, you know, Suarez, again, thinking it's 30 because new hitter. Next thing you know, there's a ball. And give them credit, they got it right. But, you know, because of that, again, in a high leverage situation, Manny's like, no, man, that's wrong. So I go out, make sure Manny's good, make my point to them, stay out there. It was an interesting trip, say the least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just kept picturing Matt Waldron playing third base or something in my mind, and I just said, I wonder what Skip would have had up his sleeve. But yeah, listen, you know, keep those trade secrets close to the vest in case you have to use them. You're talking about a fan. We watched Joe Musgrove play left field a couple years ago.
Well, it felt like it was one of the moments of his life when he got out there, and that was...
And, you know, if I know one thing, because we've talked to Crony a bunch on this show, and I asked him, how much do you lobby to the skipper to let you come in and pitch in a blowout? He goes, all the time. And I go, man, if there's one thing I know about baseball players, they're never really happy with what they want to do a little bit more. So I was just kind of wondering, are there guys that are in your ear like, Skip, let me hit, let me play second in a blowout or something like that?
I don't pitchers don't want to go on the field in a blowout.
Yeah.
They used to lobby more, for at bats. But that was back when they were hitting.
Yeah.
You know, and they were into that, and they were hitting, and you know, hitting every day. And but now we don't play that game anymore. So nobody's lobbying for that necessarily. Crony, different story.
we knew it.
Yeah. He wants out there. He's pretty pleased with his zero ERA, career ERA. And quite candidly, that the rules don't allow it anymore. I understand the genesis of it, but you know, we were thin on pitching, as I'm sure you know, especially yesterday. Crony would have been an option, like in a competitive situation, but by rule we couldn't do it. You know, because it's got to be a plus or minus, or you know, eight.
Yeah.
Run differential. So, you know, he was in the mix.
It's our manager's report with Mike Schilt. Padres are in Miami tonight. And we have talked about Jackson Merrill a lot, considering what this kid is doing at age 21 and how he's produced. But I also see, just from my perspective, his teammates responding to him. He's got kind of an infectious attitude, just the way he carries himself. And I wondered, can a 21-year-old, in your mind, be a leader on a team, in a clubhouse that's filled with veterans, guys who've been around for a decade plus, like Manny and Profar? But feels like everyone responds to this kid pretty well. What are you seeing there?
Definitely, he's earned rightfully the respect. You know, Toddy said it even in spring training, which I thought was a nice tip of the hat in early the season, especially as early as, you know, as it was. He just said, you know, the guy's a baller, man. You know, you got to respect it. And ballers know ballers, and that's just how it works. And you know, I would, you know, leadership, he's able to rise the tide with his affection, with his play and his passion for playing. He loves to compete, and he also knows how to compete, and he's got the skill set to match it. So, you know, guys respect that. Jackson goes about it completely in the right way. Got a tremendous amount of humility. He put his head down. He goes and plays the game the right way. And that's really speaks volumes to our club. And it does have, you know, the infectious energy brings, you know, helps guys, I believe. But, you know, just him being able to lead himself and make sure he's doing what he needs to do and goes about it in the right way creates a lot of cred for the guys in the clubhouse.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. I wanted to get just kind of a general baseball opinion from you about the six-man rotation, which, you know, listen, I've seen teams employ it before. Don't know if you have in your career, in your previous stop, but, you know, with Joe Musgrove coming back, assuming he stays healthy and everything else, is that something that you would consider doing? Why not? Pros and cons as you see them.
I have done it. It's all personnel-based. As you would expect, Joe is coming back. We have the personnel to be able to do it, but also we also need to look up and recognize, you know, some basic math, right? Like six starters, seven relievers. And so we also, if we feel confident, which we do, we confident all our starters, but making sure they're going to be able to go deep and also keep our bullpen fresh. And the way our bullpen's constructed right now, we have a lot of high leverage guys, a lot of one inning guys. And so, and that's great. Our bullpen's we love our bullpen, obviously. But we're not structured right now for our bullpen to handle a 6-man rotation with seven guys. And then you get guys out of their roles, a little bit more. So, you know, we've got a lot of games coming up. So it's, yeah, you go, okay, get the extra rest. We've been able to get Michael LeBlow here recently. We didn't want it necessarily, but, you know, take it as a blessing and that, you know, he got the comebacker and, you know, he went 11 days in between starts. So that was kind of turned out to be a built-in blow for him. You know, we've had days off recently. Guys getting extra blows, Dylan. Clearly, we didn't want to lose him after an inning in the first game of the series recently, but you know that's going to turn out to be a blow for him. You know, Joe's coming back, you know, feel like he's pretty fresh. He's going to need to get built up a little bit, which is going to require more bullpen. So you know, a lot of different moving parts to it, but that's the big picture and the more specific reason for what we're looking to do.
All right, got one more for you because I heard you talking about it after the game yesterday, and there's been kind of a joke among Padres fans the last, 20-plus years about Padres hitting coach being one of the least job security jobs you can have in baseball. So I think it's worth mentioning, talking about who Victor Rodriguez is and what he's done for your club. I wasn't aware that you kind of went back so far with him, and I heard you talking about Victor after the game, and I wanted to give a chance to kind of tell us a little bit more about your hitting coach and what he's brought to the table for your offense.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. You know, I think number one is hitting coach, number two is manager, and that short lifespan of Padres staff members, which we'd love to change, both of us, for a long time. But way back with Victor to 1980. Victor came up as a young player at 17 in Double A, so he was on that, Ethan Salas kind of track. In Double A, played second base for the team in Charlotte and won a Southern League championship. My mom was administrative assistant for that team with Francis Crockett. And Victor was our second baseman. I shined his shoes every day at home and got a chance to meet him and spent a couple of years there in Charlotte, a couple stops on his journey to the big leagues. And, that group, including Victor, has stayed really close. That group of players that came through there, that staff, it was just a really cool group experience. It was a really tight-lit family. The players felt like they were well taken care of. They enjoyed their time in Charlotte. There's been multiple reunions of that team that won that championship that I've, been able to be a part of. So I've known Victor a long time, had a lot of personal respect and a ton of professional respect. What he brings, this guy is, he just got a beautiful way about him. He's got that common sense approach to something that's really hard. He's able to make something really hard simple, and that's hitting. He's able to connect with players. He's got a ton of experience personally, having done it, but also more so, professionally teaching and doing it. He's worked with some of the greatest hitters of, our generation and some historically when he was in Boston, having Manny Ramirez and Big Poppy and Pedroia and of course we had Bogey over there as well for 10 years. And then he goes over to Cleveland with Jose Ramirez, who just donned him his fourth or fifth All-Star jersey out of respect for what he's done for him in his career. So Victor's just, he's a real treasure asset to the organization. He's done a tremendous job and couldn't be more excited and blessed to have him on the staff.
No, Mike, appreciate it. Hopefully a birthday dub for you guys tonight, and we'll talk to you next Friday when you're going to be back out on the road again already after a quick homestand against the Pirates next week. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.